Okay, our friends. So today we are still on the Celebrating the Holidays event. And today we're going to read a story, which I have to admit, I saw this and I thought, what's going on here with this story? We gotta read it. And so we're going to. But before we read it, I have a question for you. And that question is this. Do you know what a possum is?
Specifically, an awesome possum named Milo.
Do you know what an awesome possum is? Well, a possum. It does start with an O. The word might make you think that because you hear it and it starts with a P, you might think it starts with the letter P, but it doesn't. It has a silent letter at the beginning of it, an O. O-P. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it does that is it's not an English word. I know. It's actually a Native American. Well, it's derived from a Native American word. The Native American word is actually longer and thicker. But we call them possums. And this particular thing, this animal, it's an animal, is in America. And it's one of the only marsupials in America. And what is a marsupial, you ask? It is a type of mammal, which means it's furry, right? And it has babies that live inside of the mommy and not in an egg. And
the egg is not the baby's mommy.
Mm-hmm, these particular mammals, get this, ready for it? Carry their babies in a pouch.
Okay, that's weird.
No, I think it's kind of cute. So their babies, when they're little, they stay in their mommy's pouch. Yeah. So today, my friends, now that we know all there is to know about marsupials, let's read about this particular one who is a possum. Today's story is called Milo's Christmas Parade. Milo's Christmas Parade was written by Jenny Palmer, and it's read today by Mommy and who are you? What do we call you?
Peanut butter.
Mommy and peanut butter. Don't eat him on a cracker. Have him with some jelly on some bread. Hey! No, don't. Don't do it. Okay. So when we first open the picture, we can see there's a parade going on here. And it says, Milo's family never missed the big parade. His passel came for popcorn, sticky nuts, bits of peppermint sticks, and they're all sitting down there horking it down. But we can see Milo is not snacking. In fact, it says here, Milo came for the view. And he is looking out as the parade passes by. Yeah, he must be a fan of parades. The parade was always over too soon for Milo. Luckily, he knew where to find it. Where, you ask? Well, in the picture we can see the family is leaving the parade. The other possums had no interest in the busy building near their house. But inside the building was Milo's favorite place. Everything for the parade was made there. And it was Christmas all year round. So we can see the floats are inside this building. And the balloons and stuff. Yeah.
What does it look like they're making Santa? What does it look like Santa's being
made? Well, it is a giant holiday balloon. When we look at the next page, we see that there is a big giant holiday balloon of Santa Claus. And it says that he loved things like this. And this. And in the picture, we can see what the second this is. It's ornaments. really great, big, beautiful painted poinsettias. And whatever this stuff was. What was this stuff? Can you tell?
Candies? Presents.
It's float fringe. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell what the stuff is here underneath the float, but they put like a fringy stuff to hide the wheels on the float. Yeah, super cool.
Wait, why do they hide?
Well, they're not very festive looking. These things were not possum things, but he didn't care. Being in the Christmas parade was Milo's dream. And we can see all the pictures from past parades. Every year, Milo hoped his dream would come true, and it never did. And how sad that you can see he wishes that he was part of the beauty and the festivities. Now, this year, he decided, would be different. And he is planning and designing his own float. So Milo would take matters into his own paws. But he couldn't do it alone. Good thing he has a big family, right? Milo needed his family's help. And although they didn't understand his dream, possums stick together. And so, some jobs they took to immediately.
Like what?
Well, we can see them. They're collecting thises and thats, and they're lining them up, and they're setting things in place. He has a vision, you see, and he's drawn it out on a piece of paper and shown it to everyone. And Milo handled the rest, like the float bed construction. And, oh, he's doing a countdown, and he's painting, and he's adding the fringe. Yeah. And the trim. He worked steadily throughout the year until every detail was just so. Parade day came. Milo thought his float looked fantastic. He could not wait to show it off, and it is a great, big, festive possum with a present. The possums squeezed into the lineup, but they parked in the path of a giant balloon. Now, it's hard to see around those things, you know. And I feel like that might have been a fatal mistake. It sure enough was. The passel scattered in the nick of time. Do you know what a passel is? That's the second time I've used this word.
A group of
possums?
Possums.
Yeah, a group of possums is a passel. That's right.
Pass the parcel.
That's parcel, not passel.
Pass the passel.
Parse the passel?
Parse the passel.
Well, we can see in the picture that this giant balloon has knocked over his possum and squished it.
Wait, where was the balloon? Where's the balloon?
Remember I said they were parked in front of a great big balloon and it squished it?
What happened to him?
Well, everyone got out of the way in time, but Milo watched his dream come crashing down. How sad he must feel. Not everyone was ready to give up, though. His family didn't understand Milo's dream, but they believed in him. While Milo made repairs, his passel made sure he was not disturbed. And the way they did that is, well, possums play dead. They roll over and they look like they're dead. That's how they pretend. So anybody who would have walked by would have seen them and said, ew, and not wanted to touch them. You know? Yeah, go the other way. Well, get ready, friends. By the time he was finished, the tail end of the parade was small in the distance. Milo was not discouraged. His new float was sturdy and sleek, and it rocketed down the road on pure passel power. I'm not really sure if anybody can tell what it is, but it looks like maybe it's a possum with, like, decorations on it, like a reindeer. And it's being pulled by reindeer-like possums. Well, suddenly something stopped the possums in their track. And I'll tell you what it was. You know how Santa usually has a float in the Christmas parade? Well, in this picture we can see Santa does have that float, but there's one of those wheels that's covered up by the fringe that I was talking about earlier that's on the float has popped, and they have to replace the wheel on his parade float. And despite the float's predicament, Santa was calm, as if he had been expecting Milo all along. Milo was starstruck. And why not? Meeting Santa. Whew, I get it. Me too. He offered assistance, which was graciously accepted. Milo's float officially joined the Christmas parade, and it was better than he dreamed it would be. Because Santa got on his float! And how beautiful and wonderful. We can see a big float with a snowman on it, and then balloons that are Christmas lights, and a gingerbread house. All kinds of wonderful things are in this parade. The parade crew admired Milo's float. It was rough around the edges, but built from the heart.
How's it rough around the edges?
Well, remember it kind of got squished by that balloon. Doesn't quite look right. I think, said the crew leader, we have just the place for a possum like you.
Where?
Wait and see. And that was how Milo joined the Christmas parade. And we can see he is now in the office where the parade people do their work all year round. And with the help of a passel who believed in him, because nothing should keep a possum from their dream, he is now helpful and working on his parade. And what a wonderful thing for this little possum. And I guess the message of the story, ready for this, is nothing is impossible. Nothing is possible.
Oh, I get it. That is funny.
And it's also, say it with me,
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.